We want to continue on in our study of the early rain.
好，我们再次的呢，要继续研究早雨的课题。
And we left off with the statement from my life today.
那么呢，我们之前呢说到的这今日的生活的一个摘录。
On page 93.
原文是93页，3月29日。
Now, it's talking, or at least what we have discussed before, that trials are essential for God to purify His people.
那我们就说到呢，试炼是需要的，如果我们要完全我们的品格的话。
And that to those who refuse to be brought under those trials,
而那些拒绝不要进入这类试炼的，
they are in very serious trouble.
他们就很大的灾难却临到他们。
Now she goes on to say this.
她继续的说道，
It is in mercy that the Lord reveals to men their hidden defects.
本着他的仁慈，上帝向人们彰显他们自己隐蔽的缺点。
Now it's critical to see in the certain phrases or characteristics she uses to describe the process of purifying the saints.
所以这里有一些的表达方式，一些的特征呢，它形容到这些试炼。
Here she talks about hidden defects.
这里呢，她说到隐藏着、避遮遮的缺点。
It is the purpose of the early rain to reveal the hidden defects in your life.
早雨的目的呢，就是把你生活中隐藏的缺点呢显露出来。
And through the early rain, power to overcome.
然后借着早雨的这个能力呢，去克服他们。
Now, this is very important because when we talk about the hidden defects,
那么这非常重要，因为当我们谈论到隐藏的缺点时候，
we have to understand that there are certain things in your character.
我们必须明白你的品格中的某一些东西。
That you are unaware of,
你是自己发现不到的。
That are offensive to God.
然而呢，它对于上帝来说呢，是非常的侵犯。
When she says they're hidden,
当怀斯姆说它是遮蔽的，
it's not from God.
它不是从上帝来的。
They're hidden from us.
它们呢是隐藏，是我们看不见。
This is unknown defects.
这些是呢我们所不知道的缺点。
But before God can give us the latter rain,
但是在上帝还没有给我们晚雨的时候，
these hidden defects must be exposed.
这些隐藏的缺点一定要显露出来，
and be overcome.
然后要克服。
So that's why God allows the trials and the tribulations to come.
所以上帝让逼迫，让灾难临到我们。
It exposes the real you.
它显出你真正到底是谁。
Look, when God sees you,
当上帝看着你的时候，
He sees what's in your heart.
他见到在你心里到底是谁。
You are exposed to Him.
你是完完全全彰显在他的面前。
He knows the end from the beginning.
他从开始就知道结束了。
And so God is not deceived about your true condition.
所以上帝呢不被你真正的情况呢所欺骗所隐瞒。
But we do not know the end from the beginning.
但是我们呢却不晓得开始和结束。
And therefore we cannot see the hidden defects in our heart.
我们也看不见我们心里隐藏的缺点。
She goes on to say this.
她继续的说道，
God would have them critically examine the complicated emotions and motives of their own hearts.
他就是上帝愿意他们精密地检讨自己心中复杂的动机，发现所有的错误，改正他们的脾性，使他们有高雅的礼貌。
And detect that which is wrong and modify their dispositions and refine their manners. Now, look, It's imperative that we understand that we have to examine ourselves.
那么呢, 我们必须要非常的清楚, 我们必须检讨自己,
that we have to, as she says, examine the complicated emotions and motivations.
也就是怀斯母说, 要检讨我们心中复杂的动机。
Is it possible to do something that is good and yet in the process of doing that which is good, you are wrong?
你是否能够做一个好或者是一个对的事情,然而在进行的当中呢,你却是正在做不对的事情呢?
Is that possible?
是不是有可能的呢?
Yes, it is possible.
是的,是有可能的。
You know, some people do good things not because they're motivated out of love.
你知道有些人他们做好的事情并不是出于爱的动机。
Maybe they want to be recognized.
或许他们想要被大家认识。
They like people applauding them for the good things that they do.
他们喜欢别人赞扬他们做的好事。
And so, you can do even good things and yet still in the eyes of God be condemned.
所以呢,你还是能够做对的事情,然而在上帝的眼前你是被排斥的。
Now you say, well, you know, where do we... How do we understand that from the Bible?
那么呢,你说,在圣经里面,我们要怎么样证明这一点呢?我们怎么知道?
Remember Matthew chapter 7?
记得马太福音7章吗?
Lord, Lord, have we not done wonderful things in thy name?
主啊,主啊,我们不是奉你的名行许多的好事吗?
And they go on to list all of the things that they did.
然后他说出他们所做的每一样事情。
Now friends, all the things that they list are virtues.
那么亲爱的朋友,他们所做的每一样事情呢,都是最好,很好的德行。
Jesus doesn't condemn what they are doing.
耶稣并没有责骂他们做错事情。
What does he say? He says, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I never knew you.
而是呢,耶稣说,你们离弃我吧,作恶的人,因为我不认识你。
They did it for the wrong reason.
他们做这些东西呢,是错误的动机去做。
It's possible, as I said, to do something that's good and yet be condemned in doing it.
所以我说,是有可能你做对的事情, 然而你在进行的时候呢,却被上帝所藐视。
It's important that we look at ourselves as we really are.
非常重要要理解,看见我们本身到底是谁。
We have to see ourselves as God sees us, not as we see ourselves.
我们需要观察我们自己,就如同上帝的眼中看我们一样,而不是人的眼中看我们自己。
And this can be rather painful.
而这或许是非常痛苦的。Now,
let's continue on.
我们继续地看。
She says, in order to bring them to a true knowledge of their condition, he permits the fire of affliction to assail them so that they may be purified.
怀斯母说到呢,唯要使他们了解自己真实的情形,他便许可试炼的火攻击他们,使他们得以洁净。
The trials of life are God's workmen to remove the impurities, infirmities, and roughness of our characters and to fit them for the society of pure, heavenly angels in glory.
毕生的试炼就是上帝所使用的仆人要除去我们在品格上的杂质必定和粗劣之处使我们配为天上荣耀里之天使的伴侣。
The fire will not consume us, but only remove the dross.
烈火必不烧灭我们,只是去除杂质。
She says we come forth 7 times purified and we reveal or manifest the divine image of God.
她说,使我们第七次炼净了,就要印上上帝圣的印记。
Again, I must emphasize, this is early rain experience.
我继续的要强调呢,这是早雨的经验。
Now, let's keep going on. Testimony to the Church, Volume 1.
我们继续地看。
Page 619.
证言卷一, 原文619页。
I was shown that if God's people make no efforts on their part, but wait for the refreshing to come upon them, and remove their wrongs and correct their errors, if they depend on that to cleanse them from the filthiness of the flesh and spirit, and fit them to engage in the loud cry of the third angel, they will be found wanting.
说我蒙指示，如果上帝的子民没有自行努力尽责，只等待安舒之日将要来临之时，清除其过失，来纠正其错误，他们若想以此来洁净其身和灵性上的污秽，来从此大声一呼，传扬第三天使信息，到时他们必要显出亏欠。
Now she says, if we wait for the refreshing to cleanse ourselves, we will be lost.
他说，如果你等待安舒的日子来到，洁净你自己的话，你才会失落。
What is the refreshing she's referring to?
什么是安舒的日子呢？它到底指什么呢？
Yeah, it's latter rain.
对，就是晚雨。
It's latter rain.
晚雨。
Look, if we wait for that moment of time, it's too late.
如果我们等到那一个时刻，太迟了。
We'll not change.
我们不会改变。
The opportunity will have passed us by.
那个机会已经丧失了。
And yet, you've got to realize, she opens up this statement, I was shown.
然而且你要记得她写的时候，她是说我蒙指示。
Well, who showed her?
谁指示她呢？
God showed her.
是上帝指示她的。
Many people,
许多的人
are going to be lost.
将会失落。
And these people she's referring to are Seventh Day Adventists.
而这些人她指的是我们基督复临安息日会员。
Many Seventh-day Adventists are going to be lost because they think that the latter rain will come and then they will overcome their sin.
许多的基督复临安息日会员会失落，因为他们认为晚雨降配，然后他们才改变。
She said, God showed me this.
她说上帝启示我。
This is why, as I travel around the world,
这就因如此呢，当我到世界行走的时候，
and I have the privilege to speak to God's people.
我有机会，有这荣幸能够与上帝的子民说话。
I can't help but think of these kinds of statements.
我不能够停止我自己一直的去思想这样子的来路。
When I recognize that so many people are just not prepared.
因为当我发现到这么多的人就是还没有准备好。
God help us.
求上帝帮助我们。
She goes on to say, the refreshing or the latter rain or power of God comes only on those who have prepared themselves for it by doing the work which God bids them.
她继续地说到，那安舒之日或称为上帝的能力，只能降临在那些实行上帝所吩咐之功而准备好的人。
Now, what is the work that God bids them to do?
上帝叫他们做的工作是什么？
She's saying the latter rain will fall only on those who do something.
她说这个晚雨降配只临到那些上帝叫他做一些东西，他们做一些东西。
Listen to what she says.
请听清楚。
Cleansing themselves from all filthiness in the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
他说到，也就是那些洁净自己，脱离身体和灵性的一切污秽，敬畏上帝而完全圣洁之人身上。
Who will receive the latter rain?
谁将会领受晚雨呢？
Only those who do what?
唯有那些做什么的。
I just gave you the answer.
我刚刚才说了那答案呢、啊。
I mean, if this were a class and I gave you a quiz and you couldn't get that answer, I would have to wonder about you.
如果你是上课的话，我跟了你说你不会答，就超高了。
Only those who perfect their character in the fear of God.
唯有那些在敬畏上帝之下，洁净完全他们的品格的人。
How many more times? And how much simpler does she have to put it?
还要多少次, 还要多清楚, 怀斯母要写呢? 最清楚的了。
And yet, I'm telling you, even amongst those who believe in present truth, very few are getting ready for the coming.
然而我告诉你, 就算是那些相信现代真理的人, 很少做好准备。
I was just down in Georgia.
我才在佐治来。
That's great. You probably don't even know where that's at.
不知道在哪里啊?
I was preaching down in the United States, down in the deep south, Atlanta, Georgia.
我在美国的南部, 那边想到,
and it was present truth believers like you.
而那里呢, 是, 也是现代真理信从者, 好像大家各诸位一样。
And I can tell you that as I not only experienced there in Atlanta, but around different places.
我可以感受到, 不只是在与他们相处而已, 而是在也跟周围的人一起相处。
Here is the fatal flaw, or at least one of the fatal flaws of those who believe in present truth.
这里是其中一个, 很严重的错误, 特别是在相信现代真理人。
They say, well, we don't partake of the celebration churches.
他说, 哦, 我们不参与这些, 什么庆祝,
You know, we don't embrace the new theology.
我们不拥抱这些, 新神学论。
We don't let worldliness into our churches.
我们不让世俗进入到我们的教会中。
Well, that may well be the case.
那确实是真实的。
You may not be involved in the celebration movement.
你或许没有参与这些庆祝派。You
may not embrace new theology.
没有拥抱这些新神学论。
But I can tell you this.
但是我可以告诉你,
many people, those who believe in present truth,
很多相信现代真理的人,
are still wholly unfit for the coming of the Lord.
还是没有准备好迎接主的来临。
Because I'm telling you,
因为我告诉你们,
they're still murmuring and complaining.
他们还是埋怨,
they're lying and they're cheating.
还是欺骗,
they're doing things they know they shouldn't be doing.
他们还在做一些他们知道他们不应该做的事情。
Look, it's not enough to not embrace new theology.
请听着,是不足够你只是不拥抱新神学论而已。
It's not enough not to partake of the celebration movement.
你不参与庆祝派的还是不足够。
We should have nothing to do with these things.
是的,我们不应该与这些掺杂在一起。
But,
然而呢,
just because I don't do them,
就是只因为我不做这些事情,
doesn't mean I'm going to heaven.
不代表我就可以去天国了,
while my heart is still impure.
特别是当我们的心灵还是不纯洁的时候,
I'm not to do those things.
我不做这些事情。
But I'm also supposed to cleanse my heart.
但是我应该做的是洁净我的心啊。
And many people are not doing that very work.
而很多人都没有做这样的事情。
Early writings, page 71.
早期著作71页, 原文71页。
She said, I also saw that many do not realize what they must be in order to live in the sight of the Lord without a high priest in the sanctuary through the time of trouble.
她说我也见到许多人不明白他们应该怎么样在上帝的眼中继续的生活在一个没有大祭司
You realize the day is coming when Jesus ceases to work in the heavenly sanctuary.
你应该非常的晓得有一个时间将到，耶稣不再为我们做大祭司。
And when He ceases to mediate,
当他结束，他不再为我们代求。
God's people will have to stand before the Almighty God without Jesus mediating for them.
上帝的子民必须要站立在上帝的眼前。
Do you realize that never in the history of the human race that's ever happened?
你明不明白在整个人类的历史中这样事情是从来没有发生过的。
How many of you remember the statement Sister White says, the moment there was sin, there was a Savior?
你有没有听过怀斯母说的一句话, 一旦有罪的时候呢，就有救主了。
You familiar with that statement?
你清楚吗？这个摘录。
From the moment there was sin,
一开始有罪的时候
，Jesus was mediating in behalf of the human race.
在那一刻呢，耶稣就已经为人类代求了。
But the day is coming.
但是日子将到。
Where he will cease to mediate.
当他停止他代求的工作。
The work in the heavenly sanctuary will be finished.
在天上圣所的工作将要结束。
And God's people are going to have to stand before the Almighty face to face, as it were.
而上帝的子民必须要站在全能者的面前。
She said, I saw many do not realize what kind of a condition they must be in order to stand before the Lord in that time.
她说呢，我见到许多的人都不晓得在没有代求者的时候站在上帝面前的情况。
I think one of the reasons is we rarely contemplate that moment of time.
我想或许是因为我们很少去思想这个时刻的来临。
Now, I will say this.
我会这样说。
To those who are God's children,
对那些是上帝的儿女的
who come up to that time,
来到那个时候的
they have nothing to fear.
他们已经没有什么可以害怕的了。
Because they are sealed for eternity.
因为他们已被上帝的印记所盖印。
But despite the fact that they have nothing to fear,
然而虽然他们没有什么好畏惧的。
It is still a very awesome time.
那还是一个非常严峻的时刻。
Now you have to understand they don't know when Jesus will stop mediating.
你必须要了解他们不知道耶稣几时停止他中保的工作。
You know, Jesus isn't going to tell us when he stops and mediating in heaven.
耶稣不会告诉我们当他什么时候停止他代求的工作。
We don't know when probation closes.
我不知道恩典门关的时候是几时。
And so that's why it's imperative that we always watch and pray.
所以呢我们需要每一刻的警醒祷告。
Well, she goes on to say this.
她继续地说。
Those who receive the seal of the living God are protected in the time of trouble, must reflect the image of Jesus fully.
那些领受上永恒上帝的印记的会在灾难时期被保护，而他们必须反映出耶稣的形象。
Notice the issue is reflecting Jesus fully.
看见这个的所谈的课题是完全反映耶稣的形象。
She said, I saw many were neglecting the preparation so needful and were looking for the time of refreshing or the latter rain to fit them to stand in the day of the Lord and to live in His sight.
她说我看到很多呢，也没有去准备好，是非常需要的准备。而他们看着那晚雨的降配呢，是为了要成就他们能够在那一天站立得住的那些人啊呀。
Oh, how many I saw in the time of trouble without a shelter.
那些人我见到在灾难时期来到的时候是没有遮掩的。
They neglected the need for preparation.
他们没有准备，做好必须的准备。
Therefore, they could not receive the refreshing that all must fit them to live in the sight of the Holy God.
所以呢，他们没有领受那安息的日子，那要将他们准备好他们在上帝圣洁上帝的眼中站立的那一刻。
Those who refuse to be hewn by the prophets and fail to purify their souls in obeying the truth.
那些不愿意为被先知所改造的。
And who are willing to believe that their condition is far better than it really is.
并且失败没有将他们的心灵洁净去遵守全部的真理，并且愿意相信他们的情况呢是不错的。
We'll come up to the time of the falling of the plagues.
将会来到那灾难降临的日子。
And then see that they needed to be hewn and squared for the building.
然后才发现到他们必须要被磨练去为建筑所设立。
When will former Seventh-day Adventists who were not preparing for the latter rain, when will they realize that they are lost?
那些基督复临安息日会员他们 什么时候那些没有准备好的，什么时候发现到他们是失落的呢？什么时候？
She says when.
她说几时？
When the seven last plagues begin to fall.
当那灾难来临的时候。
Then they realize they're lost.
他们才发现到他们是失落的。
It's the same with the antediluvian world.
是一样的，跟那个洪水之前的人一样。
Says they knew not until the flood came.
说他们不知道，直到那个洪水来。
What didn't they know?
他们不知道什么呢？
Says they knew not until the flood came.
他说他们不晓得，直到洪水来。
So what didn't they know?
所以他们不知道什么？
That probation closed 7 days before.
他们不知道呢。恩典门在七天前已经关闭了。
That 7 days before they were lost.
七天前他们已经失落了。
So, here comes the day the ark closes, probation is closed.
所以呢，这天这个啊、的船的门关的那一天。
Alright, day one goes by.
第一天过了。
They're still doing the same things they've always done.
他们还是继续做他们每天做的事情。
Day two, day three, and four.
第二天、第三天、第四天。
They're buying and selling, married and given in marriage.
还是做买卖，还是吃喝嫁娶。
They're eating and drinking.
还在吃喝玩乐。
Day five and day six.
第五日、第六日。
They're doing the same thing.
他们还是做一样的事情。
They are going along in life as though nothing has ever changed or happened.
他们过着平常的日子，好像没有什么事情发生一般。
But finally, here comes day seven.
但是呢，终于第七日来到了。
And then suddenly it begins to rain.
然后突然间开始下雨了。
They knew not until the flood came.
他们不晓得，直到洪水来到。
It's the same with those who claim to be God's people.
对于那些称为上帝子民的人，一样的道理。
There are those waiting for the latter rain.
有很多正在等待晚雨的降配。
To perfect their character.
去洁净他们自己的品格。
There are those who are neglecting the needful preparation.
有很多。没有做到他们准备的工作。
They are squandering precious time.
他们浪费着他们那些宝贵的时间。
And when probation closes,
当恩典的时期结束的时候，
because they've not made preparation,
因为他们没有做好准备，
they will be declared lost.
他们将会被宣称是失落的。
Yet they won't even know it.
然而他们还不知道。
And then the plagues begin to fall.
然后气灾才来临。
And then they will realize.
然后他们才发现到。
I am lost.
我已经失落了。
Now, she's referring to Seventh Day Adventists, or at least former Seventh Day Adventists.
她这里在说复灵信徒，或者是之前是复灵信徒的人。
What a tragedy.
是非常可悲的。
But it's going to happen.
但是一定会发生哦。
Well, let's continue on.
继续。
She says, but there will be no time then to do it and no mediator to please their cause before the Father.
她说但是到那时候没有时间做这些事情，也没有中保在父的面前为他们代求。
Before this time, the awful solemn declaration has gone forth.
在这个时刻之前，那个严峻的报告已经出了。
He that is unjust, let him be unjust still.
那不义的，让他仍旧不义。
He that is filthy, let him be filthy still.
那污秽的，仍旧污秽。
He that is righteous, let him be righteous still.
那公义的，仍旧让他公义。
He that is holy, let him be holy still.
那圣洁的，仍旧圣洁。
I saw that none could share in the refreshing unless they obtain victory over every besetment.
我看见到没有一个能够参与这安舒的日子，直到他们得到胜利。
Over pride and selfishness and the love of the world.
胜过所有的阻挡，胜过他们自己的骄傲，他们自己的自私。
Over and over every wrong word and action.
爱世界的心，并且每一句错的语言和行动。
We will not only have to overcome the deficiencies of our actions.
我们不只是要胜过我们身体上行出来的恶行。
But even every wrong word that comes out of our mouth.
就是每一句错的言语，我们也要克服。
She goes on to say this.
她继续地说道。
We should therefore be drawing nearer and nearer to the Lord.
我们必须越来越亲近主。
And earnestly seeking that preparation necessary that will enable us to stand in the battle of the day of the Lord.
并且诚恳地寻求那必须要的准备，来让我们在上帝耶和华战争的之日能够站立得住。
Let all remember that God is holy.
让所有的记住主是圣洁的。
And none but holy beings can dwell in His presence.
而且除了圣洁的人之外呢，没有一样东西能够在他面前存活。
And so once again,
再一次的
the early rain experience,
早雨的经历
is to bring us to a position
是带我们到一个情况呢
where we reflect the image of Jesus fully.
当我们完完全全地彰显耶稣的品格
where we are holy like God is holy.
当我们是纯洁，就好像上帝是纯洁一样
where we overcome all of our sin
当我们克服我们所有的罪
even wrong words
就是错误的语言 God help us
Testimonies to Ministers page 399
给长老的话399页
She says, we may be sure that when the Holy Spirit is poured out,
她说我们可以确信当圣灵降配的时候
She says, those who do not receive and appreciate the early rain,
她说那些没有接受没有珍惜早雨的人
will not see or understand the value of the latter rain,
不会看明或者懂得晚雨的价值
Do you realize that those who do not prepare for the latter rain,
你发现到那些没有准备好迎接晚雨的
that when the latter rain begins to fall,
当晚雨降配的时候
they will not see, meaning they will not recognize,
他们不会看他们看不明白
Now why won't they recognize?
为什么他们看不明白呢
Friends, we're talking about the Holy Spirit being poured out unlikeanything in the history of the human race.
朋友，我在说这个时刻是圣灵降配，如同在全人类历史从来没有这样降配过的时候。
Now, we're talking about people who at one time, they were studying their Bibles.
我们所说到的人是他们曾经是非常殷勤阅读圣经的。
I mean, they went to church.
他们去教会。
They paid their tithes and their offerings.
他们给十分一交捐款。
And yet when the latter rain falls,
然后晚雨配降的时候,
because they weren't willing to sacrifice all for God,
因为他们不愿意将所有一切奉献给上帝,
they won't even recognize it.
他们根本连看懂都看不明白。
Now how can that be?
怎么可能呢?
Because friends, they didn't love nor cherish the Holy Spirit during the early rain experience.
朋友，因为他们并没有珍惜，并没有看清楚早雨的经验。
And because they had hardened their hearts,
也就因为他们硬着心肠。
When he came with great power,
当圣灵以充分的力量来的时候，
it still made no impression on them.
在他们生命中还是没有盖印。
You remember what Jesus said? Again, I made reference to this about the rich man and Lazarus.
当然，我之前说到耶稣说啊，有钱人和拉撒路的比喻，富人和拉撒路的比喻。
They said they have Moses and the prophets.
他说啊，我们有摩西和我们众先知。
Let them believe them.
让他们相信摩西 和众先知。
If they don't believe Moses and the prophets,
如果他们不相信摩西和众先知，
even though one rose from the dead, they still will not believe.
其实从死里复活的那一位，他们也不会相信的。
Now, I don't know about you.
那我不知道你们。
But if I see a dead man come out of the grave,
不过如果我见到一个死人从坟墓里出来，
I'd like to think that would change me.
我应该想到他应该会影响我吧，会改变我。
I'd like to think I would believe.
我想要相信我应该会信他所说的话。
Now, how could a people come to a point when a miraculous event could take place, they still can't recognize the hand of God?
人们怎么会来到一个情况呢？就是一个大神迹在他们面前显现，他们也不信。
Because they weren't willing to recognize the hand of God in the simple, plain thing.
因为他们在浅白上帝的话语中，他们也不相信。
So only as we cherish the Holy Spirit during the early rain experience.
所以唯有当我们珍惜并且去经历早雨，
will we cherish Him in the latter rain.
我们才会珍惜圣灵当他以晚雨的降配时。
Well, let's continue on.
让我们继续看下去。
Our high calling.
崇高的恩召。
Page 152.
152页，5月26日。
The Holy Spirit brings power that enables man to overcome.
圣灵带给人战胜的能力。
It is through the agency of the Spirit that the government of Satan is to be subdued.
借着圣灵为工具，才能制服撒旦的政权。
It is the Spirit that convinces of sin, and with the consent of the human being, expels sin from the heart.
使人知罪的乃是圣灵，而且若到人得到人的同意，他也必将罪从心中驱除出来。
Why is the early rain so essential?
为什么早雨那么的重要呢？
Because it's the Holy Spirit that is the only one that will enable us to overcome our sins.
因为唯有圣灵才能够使我们有这力量去战胜罪恶。
You know,The Father, He has a role to play.
你知道天父他有他要扮的角色。
Jesus has a role to play.
耶稣也有他要扮的角色。
And the Holy Spirit has a role to play.
而圣灵呢也有他各自的角色。
Now, they all work together for the salvation of the human race.
那么他们全部呢都一起的做工，一起的合作呢，为着拯救世人。
But to the third person of the Godhead.
但给予这第三位。三位一体的三位真神的第三位
God has placed upon the Holy Spirit the responsibility of giving us power to overcome.
圣灵是担当这的责任呢，是让我们有权力得胜罪恶。
I like the way she talks about the fact that during the early rain, another way to describe this is to subdue or conquer the government of Satan.
我喜欢他所用的词句，说到圣灵给我们的力量战胜的时候呢，是在制服撒旦的政权。
But where is the government of Satan to be subdued?
但是撒旦的政权要在哪里被制服呢？
Does Satan, or excuse me, does the Holy Spirit conquer Satan's government on this earth?
是不是圣灵在这地上战胜撒旦在地上的政权呢？
Or is it in the heart of man?
还是在人的心中呢？
You see, the workOf the early rain experience,
你看早雨的工作
is to subdue and conquer the government of Satan in our hearts.
这个圣灵的工作呢，早雨的工作就是让我们胜利，让我们制服撒旦的政权在我们的心。
You remember I read to you earlier how that Jesus said that Satan comes.But there is nothing in me.
你还记得我与你们分享的一节，说到
where,
世界的撒旦来的时候，世界的君主来的时候
where he can convince me of sin.
撒旦呢，在我里面寻找到没有寻找到什么。
Jesus never yielded for a moment to sin.
耶稣没有一个时刻呢，倾向于、这个、
Therefore, he gave Satan not one foothold.
所以呢，他没有给撒旦任何的一个把柄。
But we have all sinned and come short of God's glory.
但我们所有的人都犯了罪，亏欠了上帝的荣耀。
The heart is wicked, desperately wicked, and who can know it?
我们人心险恶，极其恶，没有人能够知晓。
We've allowed Satan into our lives.
我们让撒旦进入到我们的生命中。
It's the work of the Holy Spirit to kick him out.
也就是圣灵的工作呢，要把他驱赶出去。
But she says,
然而她说
，It can only happen when we consent to it.
这能够做到，只有得到人的同意。
The key to victory,
得到胜利的关键
is in the will of man.
是人的意愿。
Now you cannot save yourself.
你不能够拯救你自己。
But,
但是呢
，You have the power.
但是你有权力
，through the enabling grace of God,
去让上帝的恩典
to choose to be saved.
选择得救。
In other words, friends, even though you cannot be saved,
就算你不能够被得救
by yourself,
凭着你自己不能够被得救
，You can choose to be lost.
你能够选择失落。
It's up to you to determine what you're going to do.
是关于你能够决定要做什么。
God cannot save you against your will.
上帝不能背着你的意愿呢拯救你。
That means he needs your consent.
那就是说他需要你的同意。
It's the work of the Holy Spirit to give us victory.
是圣灵的工作呢给我们胜利。
But you have to let him work in you to do it.
然而你必须要让他在你里面工作才能够完成。
Sons and Daughters of God, page 349.
哦，在儿子、神子与儿女。
The Christian is not to retain his sinful habits and cherish his defects of character.
基督徒不可继续保留他犯罪的恶习，怀藏在他品格的缺点。
But he is to be renewed in the spirit of his mind after the divine similitude.
然而他必须要被圣灵更新他的思想，跟着那神圣的样式。
Whatever may be the nature of your defects,
无论你的瑕疵缺点是哪一方面的。
The Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of the Lord, will enable you to discern them.
上帝的圣灵必使你有能力辨识他们。
And grace will be given to you whereby you may be overcome.
并要赐恩典给你，使你能够胜过这一切。
So, in the early rain experience,
所以呢，在早雨的经验里，
before you can overcome your sins,
在你还没有能够战胜罪恶之前。
The Bible says, our sister White confirms that, listen, the Holy Spirit has to reveal them to you.
圣经说，怀斯姆说呢，那圣灵必须在你里面彰显出来。
He enables you to detect your sin.
他给你有能力辨认罪恶。
This is what we read a little earlier where she talks about the hidden defects in your life.
这是我们之前所说到那隐藏在我们里面的瑕疵的缺点。
She goes on to say, through the merits of the blood of Christ, you may be a conqueror. Yes, more than a conqueror.
他说接着基督的血你能够得胜，多过得胜。
In other words, there is no excuse for us not to overcome.
换句话说呢，我们是没有借口不得胜罪恶的。
Testimonies to the Church, page 307. Volume 1, by the way. Volume 1, Testimonies to the Church, page 307.
正源卷一三百零七念，原文三百零七念。
She says, "I have been shown."
他说我蒙指示。
That we have a great work before us.
我们当前应有一番伟大的工作。
To search our own heart.
就是审查己心。
And to watch ourselves with jealous care.
并切心的警醒自己。
Now listen very carefully.
听清楚啊。
This is again describing the early rain experience.
再次，这是说到早雨。
This is the work we have to do.
这是我们需要做的工作。
Listen now.
听清楚哦。
We should learn wherein we fail.
我们应该知道自己的软弱在哪里。
And then guard ourselves upon that point.
然后呢，加以提防。
We should learn from our mistakes.
我们做错了的错误，我们必须要从中学习。
And understand why we failed.
而明白为什么我们失败了。
And when we understand why we failed, we are to then make special notice of that.
但我们明白为什么我们跌倒过后，我们必须要加以提防这一点。
Let me give you an example, an illustration.
给一个打个比方。
One day I was doing an evangelistic campaign.
有一次我在做布道工作。
This was in the United States.
在美国的时候。
And a lady came to see me.
然后一个女士来找我。
And she was very emotionally, distraught.
然后她情绪上呢很不稳定。
So she wanted to seek my counsel.
所以呢她要找我给她一些意见。
So we sat down and we talked.
所以我们就坐下来，我们就说谈天谈话。
And she told me that she had some problems.
她告诉我她面对一些的问题。
And she told me that the one problem that she had that she didn't like was that she smoked.
而一个其中一个问题她不喜欢，她面对的是她抽烟。
And she didn't know how to get victory over smoking.
而她不知道如何能够克服这个烟瘾。
So I asked her,
所以我就问她,
well, what do you do in order that you may overcome or try to or stop smoking?
那么你尝试过什么样的办法使到你不再去抽烟呢?
So she told me.
所以她就告诉我,
she would take her cigarettes and dump them in the water.
她会把她的烟呢就浸在水里面,
crush them up,
然后把它毁灭。
But then she would take two or three cigarettes.
然后她会拿两三支烟。
And put them on the top shelf of the closet.
然后放在呢橱的最顶端
Just in case she couldn't make it.
以防万一她如果不能够顶的
As soon as she said that,
她说那句话了过后
I said, you don't need to tell me anymore.
我说你不用再告诉我了
I said, the Bible, Paul speaks of this is in Romans.
我说圣经说在罗马书
Paul says,
保罗说呢
Make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof.
不要为肉体的情欲呢做预备。
Look, if you've got a problem smoking,
看清楚你，如果你有烟瘾的话
，I don't know what to tell you, but you've got to stop buying the cigarettes.
我不知道要告诉你什么，不过至少你不要买烟了。
And you have to even stop.Sometimes hanging around people who smoke.
而你也必须要有些时候呢，不要再跟那些抽烟的人在一起了。
She said, "Well, what about my friends?"
那么我朋友怎么办呢
？I said, "You got to tell them when you come into my house, you can't smoke anymore."
你要告诉你朋友，如果你进到我家，你就不可以抽烟了。
They can go outside and smoke.
他们可以在外面抽，不要紧。
But you can't smoke in my house.
如果在我家里不可以抽。
You've got to cut the avenues off.
你要把这些道路呢，这些管道呢，
It can't make provision.
你不可以让留住一些给他进来的。
What people don't understand, friends, look.
人们不明白的样子。
When we sin, or if we should sin,
我们做错犯罪的时候
，we need to go back and figure out why we.
我们就要回去想清楚到底为什么我们会犯罪。
Why did I fail?
为什么我失败了呢？
That's important to understand.
那是非常重要，我们要知道的。
Then we take a note and we realize, this is why I failed.
然后我们才做记录，哦，我们知道这个原因我们跌倒。
Why do we do that?
为什么我们要这样做呢
？So that we don't repeat it again.
这样我们就不会再重复那个错误。
I'll give you another illustration.
再给你一个比喻。
One time I was at a fellowship meal.
有一次呢，我在聚餐。
And this, God bless this woman, but.
上帝赐福她。不过这个女人呢
？I mean,
这女士
，she let me just say she loved her cake.
我们说啊，她很爱她的蛋糕。
She had a sweet tooth, as we say.
她很喜欢吃甜的东西啊。
And I'm not talking about a piece of cake. I mean, you would think sometimes she walked away with the cake.
我们说一片蛋糕，她有时候走着，整一个蛋糕她拿走了。
And I thought, boy,
我在想，哎呦，怎么办？
You know, if you have a problem eating sweets, you know, in other words, you're addicted to it.
如果你有对甜的东西不能够控制的话，就是你上瘾了的话。
You know, this is, I mean, moderation in that which is good.
哦，在好的事上要节制。
But some people don't know how to be moderate.
但是有些人不知道如何的要节制。
And so, But in this case, this poor woman, she had a really serious problem.
但是这个情况呢, 这女士呢, 很大个问题, 很大的问题。
Here's what I say to you.
我去告诉她,
if you have a problem,
我告诉你, 如果你有问题的话,
you know, eating cakes and pies,
吃糕饼啊, 吃,
stop baking cakes and pies.
不要去再烘这些蛋糕了。
There you go.
就好了, 对不对?
Don't make provision.
不要为自己准备管道。
But we fail to even wake up to the simple things.
然而呢, 我们连这些简单的事情呢, 都不能够醒觉。
You know, it really comes down to common sense. Really.
来到很多都是,
I'm not kidding. It's practical common sense.
就是非常实际的知识罢了。
Look, I used to be an, you know, I wasn't raised a Christian.
我不是一个基督徒之前啊。
I mean, I did things that I'm ashamed of.
我做很多我很羞愧的事情。
I tell you.
我告诉你,
I used to have a problem drinking.
我曾经有饮酒的问题。
Look, if you got a problem drinking,
如果你有喝酒问题,
don't go to the bars.
不要去酒吧,
right?
对不对?
Don't go to the bars.
不要去酒吧。
Common sense.
这也是普通知识。
Let's continue on.
继续,
the same statement.
同样的,
she says, we are living too near the close of probation to be content with a superficial work.
她说我们现在是非常逼近救恩结束的时期, 不能以肤浅的表面工作自满。
Now, listen to this next statement.
听着下一个, 下一句,
the same grace which we have hitherto considered sufficient will not sustain us now.
我们以前所认为足够应付的恩典, 现刻不足维持我们了。
The experience you presently have,
你现在拥有的经验,
that you consider to be sufficient for
you, 你认为是足够的,
will not be sufficient for what is coming.
在来临的日子呢, 是不足够的。
You see, again, this is that fatal delusion people are under.
再次呢, 这是一个人们的幻觉。
It reminds me of the five foolish virgins.
它使我想起这五个愚拙的。
Some people think that the five foolish virgins had no oil at all.
有些人认为这五个愚拙的童女没有油。
That's not what the Bible nor the spirit of prophecy teaches.
圣经和预言之灵都不这样说。
When the crisis broke,
当危机来的时候,
what does it say happened?
他说什么事情发生?
They all trimmed their lamp.
他们全部呢都剪收拾他们的灯。
They all did it, the wise and the foolish.
全部都做, 是聪明的愚拙的都做了。
But what happened?
但是什么事情发生?
The foolish virgins,
愚拙的童女呢,
began to realize,
他们开始发现到,
that they didn't have what?
他们没有什么。
That's it. They didn't have enough oil.
不是没有,
they were living on an experience in the past. They hadn't made provision for the future. The grace that we now experience is not enough for what is coming.
是不足够面对将来的危机。
We need a greater portion of the grace of God.
我们需要更加多上帝的福气。
That can only come
那来临的时候,
when we cooperate with Him,
唯有当我们与他合作,
and overcome our sin.
当我们克服我们所有的罪的时候,
thus we receive a greater portion of the Spirit.
然后我们才能够领受更多的圣灵。
Well, let's keep on going.
我们继续。
She says,
她说,
our faith must be increased.
她说我们必须增加自己的信心。
And we must become more like Christ in conduct and in disposition.
在行为上及气质上应当更效法基督。
In order to endure,
你便能够忍受,
and successfully resist,
极有效的抗拒,
the temptations of Satan,
撒旦的试探。
And so again,
所以再一次的,
we need a deeper experience,
我们需要更深的经验,
a greater portion of the Holy Spirit,
更多的圣灵,
if we expect to make it when the time,
如果我们想要 在灾难来的时候站立得住。
Listen, friends,
朋友们，听清楚。
I said this to you before.
我曾经告诉过你了。
There is a heaven to win and a hell to shun.
我们有一个天国要迎娶，一个地狱要逃避。
Not many people are shunning hell.
很少人在逃避地狱。
And yet they think they're going to get to heaven.
然而他们一直在想他们会得到天国。
It's not going to happen that way.
不会这样发生的，朋友。
We as God's people,
我们身为上帝的子民，
must wake up to the reality,
一定要醒觉起来，
of what it's going to take,
我们需要的，
to be among the redeemed,
需要成为那得被拯救的那一部分人所需要的。
And it is my prayer,
而是我的祈求，
that each one here,
我们每一个在这里的人，
and every family represented,
每一个家庭你们代表，
will wake up,
将会醒起来，
and be ready on that day.
然后在那日准备好。
May God bless you is my prayer.
愿上帝赐福你们。
Let us pray.
让我们祈祷。
Father in heaven, we thank you so much.
天上的父，我们感谢你。
For your tender mercy.
因为你的怜悯。
Now Lord, once again we plead that you will forgive us.
主啊，再次我们祈求你饶恕我们。
Oh Lord, help us by your grace to be victorious.
主啊，靠着你的恩典，让我们能够战胜。
And to be determined to be victorious in the name of Jesus.
让我们坚定我们的意念，借着主的能力呢，得胜罪恶。
Now bless us and keep us.
求主您保守看顾我们。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen.